Junior stood in the doorway of the barn. All morning, he'd been working on his latest invention, and no one in the family had shown the slightest interest. At one point, he had even put up a sign that said, "Keep out. Secret work going on inside." And still, no one had tried to come in. Junior shaded his eyes from the August sun and scanned the yard. It was as empty as it had been the last three times he came out. The truck was gone, so Junior knew that Pap and Mud were off on their can-collecting rounds. Every Monday, they went out and got cans from dumpsters and picnic areas. Pap sold the cans for 5 cents apiece. Sometimes they didn't get back until time for supper. From the field behind the barn, Junior could hear the sounds of hooves on dry, packed earth. Sandy Boy. His sister Maggie was learning trick riding from their mom. This had been going on for 2 weeks, and neither one of them cared about anything but becoming the first mother-daughter trick-riding team in the history of rodeo. They certainly didn't care about his invention. Junior knew where everyone in the family was but his brother Vern. Vern went off somewhere every single afternoon and wouldn't tell anybody where he went. Junior sighed. He turned and walked slowly back into the empty barn. It seemed to him that the family had separated, pulled apart like a ripe peach, and he'd been dropped to the ground like the pit. The thought was so sad, it brought tears to his eyes. He brushed them away, leaving dirty streaks on his cheeks. The sight of his invention perked him up. This was going to be the biggest, the best, the most spectacular. His other inventions, his wings and his coyote trap, were nothing in comparison. This invention was so great that he got a patriotic feeling every time he looked at it. And a lot of equipment had gone into this one. Junior had had to make a list for the first time in his life. He could say the list by heart now. Garbage bags, string, wire, tape, air mattresses, patches for the air mattresses, day-glow paint, green. After he had made the list, he had written a word up in the top corner of the page, and then he had folded the corner down as if he were marking a page in a book. That was because this word was the secret ingredient. And if anybody saw what the secret ingredient was, they might be able to guess the invention. Junior heard a noise outside, and he darted to the barn door. A bicycle had just turned onto their road. Maybe Vern was coming back early. Junior raised his hand to shield his eyes. No, it was Ralphie pedaling down the hill. Junior was not sure whether he was glad to see Ralphie or not. It all depended on what mood Ralphie was in. Junior left the door slightly open behind him so Ralphie could catch a glimpse of the invention which Junior had now given a name, the Green Phantom. Junior had spent the last hour blowing up the Green Phantom with a bicycle pump. This was so that everyone could get the full effect of the Phantom's grandeur. Some of the air was leaking out now, however, and if someone didn't see it soon, the grandeur would be completely gone. Ralphie was better than nobody. Junior pulled down his shirt as Ralphie got closer. He decided he would tell Ralphie the name of the invention, but he would not tell him what it was unless Ralphie absolutely insisted and promised not to... Ralphie stopped his bicycle by pedaling backward. He balanced for a moment beside Junior. Then he looked worried and said, "There's something on your head, Junior." Instantly distracted, Junior brushed his hand over his head. "What? What is it?" Ralphie said, "Hair." Junior knew then that Ralphie was not going to be in a helpful mood. Still, he stepped sideways so Ralphie could read his sign. Surely, when Ralphie saw the words, "Secret work going on inside," he would want to know what the secret work was. Ralphie said, "Is Maggie around?"
"She's down at the field with Mom. She's learning trick riding."
He turned back to his sign.